following program contains thoughts and opinions that do not necessarily reflect the views of Rough Edge Studios. But then again, they might. Gas prices are high. The evening news is grim. It seems that people are struggling harder than ever just to make a simple living. Looking for somebody to sugarcoat it all and make it seem all better? Marcus Redmond isn't that guy. He tells it like it is, here on Life According to Marcus.
Enjoy what you do. Enjoy what you do.
That's awesome. When did he do that?
Like 3 months ago before we stopped doing the show.
That's awesome. That'd be great if we actually had people listening.
Hey, we are back on Life According to Marcus.
Yes. No, we have this. We should change it now because we have the Church of Freedom.
But it's still Life According to Marcus.
I guess. But
Church of Freedom, you're our pastor. So
that sounds like low rent. There's something higher than that.
The pastor?
Yeah.
Could be bishop.
Bishop, that sounds...
Pope.
Yeah.
Pope Marcus. of Church of Freedom.
Maybe we got to switch religions. Woo-hoo. What are reverends? Woo-hoo. Where do those come from?
Reverend?
Yeah, what is that? Is that a different...
You are so far from being reverent.
I don't know what a reverend... I don't know.
You know, holy...
No, not reverent. Now. Like reverend. Is there a title? Is that what that is?
Reverend, yes. Reverend
What about
Richard
admiral? Can't we do admiral?
If you want to be the Church of Military.
Well, fuck it. It's Church of Freedom. Admiral. All admiral right. Redmond.
Admiral like Redmond.
That. That's nice. Admiral.
That's right. See? Admiral Redmond.
Change it up.
Rough Edge Studios.
Yes. Hey, where's the
We're
booze?
Back.
We have booze?
Yeah, it's right behind me.
Oh, sweet. All right, I'm still here. You have to reintroduce the people to what the Church of Freedom is. While I get booze, which is part of the Church of Freedom.
So the Church of Freedom, you get to basically do whatever you want in the Church of Freedom. I forget the dialogue that even got us to the Church of Freedom. We end our show every time with the word revolt.
Right. It is revolt.
And somehow we came up with the Church of Freedom because we started singing, enjoy what you do. Enjoy what you do.
The singing is totally optional, by the way.
It is?
Yeah, you don't have to do the singing.
Well, you know how, like, in church you have the Lord's Prayer?
I don't know. I don't go to church.
For Admiral Marcus, is the prayer, enjoy what you do.
No, there's no praying.
No praying?
There's no praying.
Oh.
All right, so here's the kid. This is a basic concept. Let's refresh everybody.
Okay.
Do we have cups?
It's been a long
time. Ah, sweet. All right, so here's the basic. It has been a long time.
It's been a long time.
All right, so here's the basic concept. You hear that?
It's that booze. Sounds like you're pissing in a cup.
Whatever, it's booze. People know. Or they don't. They're not listening. Who cares? So here's the basic concept. The basic concept behind the Church of Freedom is this universal truth that we stumbled upon during one of the shows. And that truth is nothing matters. Go ahead, sit with that for a second. Nothing matters. Nothing you do matters. It's not going to change anything. You're not going to affect anything. There's just this planet and the shit that happens on it and us. Nothing matters. Doesn't matter what you do, because what happens is you're born, right? Shit goes down.
You pay taxes.
Right, which is part of the shit going down. And then you die. That's it. You're in the ground. There's no fucking ghost. There's no fucking afterlife. There's none of that shit. You're dirt, and then you're dirt again. And that's it.
Yeah,
so
I don't know if I can participate in this atheistic kind of church.
You're all in now. You got a fucking song that goes along with it already.
I know.
It's too late now, Bubba.
Bubba James is in exile.
It's too late. So here's the situation. If that's the case, right, that nothing matters, so then all you're left with is this miracle of life. So if it doesn't matter, it doesn't fucking matter. Do what the fuck you want to do. Who gives a shit? Doesn't fucking make a difference. The only thing that actually you're aware of is your own level of happiness while you're alive. That's it. That's all. That's it. That's all that exists. That's it. So do what the fuck you want. Now you can, if you want all to. Right, you
so
can
what if this. I wanted to bend you over the desk?
You can do what the fuck you want. I didn't say other people are going to want to do that same shit. You do what you want to do. If you find people that like the same shit you do, then y'all can do that shit together. But other people going to do what the fuck they want to do. That's why it's freedom.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's what I want to do right now.
Good for you. That's fantastic.
Because I'm going to walk outside and Bubba James going to get struck by lightning.
Why? How is this bad?
I become a heathen.
I was a heathenist. What's bad about it? Honestly.
I'm not going to stay in the ground. I'm going to be the guy going, laying in the casket, sitting there going, oh, this sucks. This is it? This is what I got to do for eternity? I got to sit in this box looking
at... You're asleep. You're basically asleep. Don't you like sleeping? I know for a fact you love sleeping. You love the fucking sleep. That's all it is.
But I have wet dreams when I sleep.
You won't wake up, so it's fine. You can sleep in the wet spot, you'll be fine.
Hey, I was going through the archives. You remember this show?
Of this show?
Yeah, do you remember this show?
Pepper?
Yeah.
Gitmo. Gitmo got a new single count. Well, he don't like McDonald's no more, and he just leaves. Let that motherfucker go.
Okay.
Why go get him?
It gets worse.
It's worse than that?
It gets worse.
But do we have an answer for why they went to get him?
No.
Okay. So are they all from the same place, these six?
It was our black show.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of that.
No?
Who's Gitmo?
Gitmo. You know the prisoners that we let out for...
Oh, the Guantanamo Bay people?
Yeah, and then it somehow got, and we started talking about black.
I talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember. See? It's like it didn't exist.
So we invent the Church of Freedom. That was
Church
of
Freedom.
That was our last show.
That was our last show, right.
So we invent the Church of Freedom, and then... We vanish off the face of the earth.
Well, you know, shit gotta get done.
Because we decided to do what we wanted to do.
Right.
And that did not include doing a radio show.
Sometimes you gotta do shit, you know, to survive. And then sometimes the stuff that you want to do, you can't do. Here's the problem. This is the problem. The problem is, somewhere along the line, somebody said... We are going to base your level of satisfaction in existence on random pieces of paper. We're going to paint them green. We're going to put numbers on them. And we're going to make you feel bad the less of them you have. And that fucked up the world. Money fucked up the world. The problem is the way the world works is you need it. So, again... In the Church of Freedom, we say, do what you want to do. You want to go get that money? Go get that money. We don't care how you get it.
I do.
You, because you want it. That you want it from the people in the church.
That's right.
That's a whole different thing. You
so at the Church of Freedom, please, ladies and gentlemen, help us support our cause. Send your tax-deductible donation to...
What, me?
Well, yeah.
You're wanna
Admiral Marcus.
You wanna mention the other thing, or you want me to send it to the Church of Freedom?
What other thing?
The other thing that we can't talk about.
Oh, the undisclosed location?
Yeah.
Actually, we are going to talk about that.
We are?
Yes, because I am like thoroughly pissed off.
Oh shit! This See? Is fun.
Can't you hear it in my voice? I am angry. This is my angry voice.
Oh, shit. This is going to be...
So get this. Wow. All right. So our undisclosed location, which is now a new location because we left the old location.
Yes, but same booze, so that's good.
Same booze. And Rough Edge Studios came with us, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we're now in this new location, and we are in the process of getting building permits.
Oh, shit.
Because we are going to build 4 interior walls. Pay very close attention.
Okay, now I know you're mad. Because 4 we are talking now. Yeah.
4.
4.
Interior, non-load-bearing walls.
Not 3, not 5.
Not 3, not 5. 4.
Mm-hmm.
To build those 4 walls... Between construction material and everything else, the way we're going to build it is soundproofing and everything, so we got to make them wider and stagger them and all that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
To build those 4 walls with labor, material, everything, $2,500.
Okay.
Okay? To jump through all the city bullshit.
There we go. Much better.
Ooh, I said it.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Bullshit.
It's so much easier to say than that other word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Bullshit.
Say it again.
Bullcucka. Okay.
We lost him.
So, we have now spent $12,000.
God damn.
On architectural plans. To build those 4 walls. So we had to get an architectural drawing to show the 4 walls that we're going to be building and which walls we're going to take down in order to build those 4 walls.
Mm.
So we hire the architect.
Right.
$12,000. Not $1,200 for those of you who... Here, let me turn up my mic a little bit. $12,000.
$12,000.
So he's not done yet either.
Mm-mm.
So the price is going up. We send the information over to the city after he spends his $12,000 making these plans to build our $2,500 wall.
Right.
The city then pushes back and says, you need some additional plans. You need to hire an electrical engineer to draw the electrical panels in the building and rate the energy efficiency of the building.
That sounds really stupid to me.
Because of the new law in California that was passed in 2013. Because we are touching 4 walls, we now fall under all these regulations that we have to follow. So we have to spend another $5,000 to get an electrical engineer to come and draw where all the panels are and what they're feeding for electricity throughout the building.
Okay.
And.
There's more. Oh, shit.
We're not touching electrical.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why y'all keep telling the city what the fuck you doing? Just do what the fuck you gonna do. What are they gonna do? What do they have?
Church of Freedom, goddammit.
Yes! Just do your shit. You're here in this undisclosed location. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. What are they going to do? Send cop cars down here? Fucking, oh, look, they're building walls. Call the mayor. Who gives a fuck? Just do what the fuck you're going to do. Stop telling them every fucking thing. Who are they, your mom? Well, the city's your mom.
I kind of had to because the landlord wanted the walls permitted.
So don't tell the fucking landlord.
She lives next door.
So what? Just tell her shit's fine. Just be like, hey... everything's cool. I talked to everybody. And she'd be like, oh, you did? And you say, yes, I did. And she'd say, oh, that's great. That's wonderful. And I say, yes, it is wonderful. And then she goes back home, and then you do what the fuck you gonna do. It's not like you're gonna fuck up the place.
See, now, if I had the Church of Freedom, if it didn't desert me in my time of need...
The Church of Freedom never deserts?
It did. It deserted me.
The Church of Freedom lives in your heart,
it wasn't
man.
There. My pastor was not there.
You shouldn't
my admiral.
Should be looking for your admiral. There you go.
Yeah.
It's always there. The church is always there. This is just weird. You know what you should do? Move the location to New York. Because in New York, they don't care about the rules and the regulations. That's why the cops were able to kill a dude on the street with a banned police tactical move. Because they don't give a fuck. Did you hear about that?
No.
So, I don't get into it, because who gives a fuck? I mean, it's not good. It's bad. I don't mean who gives a fuck. It's bad. But still, who gives a shit? It's not really about... It's about church freedom. Some dude in New York was selling cigarettes illegally on the street.
Cigarettes? Ooh.
Yeah.
Tree huggers must have been.
They were very upset.
Yeah.
But he, I mean, he's done this before. It's not like he's a, you know, he got a record of doing stupid shit and getting arrested for it, right? So, he's in New York. The cops show up. And the cops are like, hey, you sold these cigarettes. He's like, no, I didn't steal cigarettes. I didn't sell cigarettes. Leave me alone. But he doesn't do anything, right? You know, it's not like he, like, charges at the cops or anything. And he's not armed or anything. He just keeps saying, please don't touch me. Leave me alone. Please leave me alone. So they start to arrest him. So he resists, right? So then, like, fucking five cops are on this dude. Now, he's a big dude, yeah, but he's not fighting, right? Five fucking cops, they're literally sitting on the dude's head. And they put him in a chokehold.
And somebody farted.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. He kept saying, I can't breathe. I can't,
he was
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. But anyway, the cops killed him. They killed a dude. They killed him in a chokehold. And then they took him to, they had the body taken to the coroner. Coroner's report said, because of the chokehold, that's why he died. He died because of the chokehold. It is illegal in the state of New York for police to administer a chokehold. It's on the books. It's not legal. They did it anyway. They killed the guy. The guy's like laying on the ground going, I can't breathe. And they're sitting on the dude's head. There's like five fucking dudes on this dude. And he dies. And the cop that choked him, they had like a trial. And the grand jury was like, nah, you're cool. And they let him off. And he got away with it. And then the cop, check this out. The cop apologized to the family. The cop that killed the dude, he released a statement saying, hey, man, I'm sorry I killed your dude. I'm sorry I killed him. It's very unfortunate that he died. And you're in my prayers.
We need to invite him to the Church of Freedom. He can be our first member.
Fuck that, dude. He'll fucking come in chokehold people. I ain't fucking around with him.
Well, that's because that's what he wants to do.
So what I want to do is not die from a chokehold so he can keep his ass in New York. I'm not fucking around with that dude. But I'm just saying.
So did you hear about the one in Los Angeles?
Which one?
Cop pulls over three. They were gang members, but he pulls over about 1:30 in the morning. Three kids, basically, jaywalking across the street.
Right.
So he gets out of his car and he says, hey, what are you guys doing? What's going on? Well, one of the guys starts to run. So the cop draws his weapon.
Right.
Fires three shots at the dude.
Right. The running guy.
The running guy. Falls down. Cop runs up to him, stands up by his back, and fires the fatal shot.
Damn.
Killed him. His original explanation before the surveillance video came out, because it wasn't from a cop cam or anything like that. It was from another building that they picked it up. So the video didn't come out right away. But his testimony was the guy started to run. He turned and started to pull something out of his waist. I opened fire. When I approached him, he started to move, to roll over in an aggressive format as he was going for his waist. So I shot him again.
That's a statement.
Yeah, that was his statement.
How do you roll over aggressively?
Well, you know, you're face down with three bullet wounds, and so you're sitting there going, and you know, your move. At least, you know, if I got shot, I don't think I'd be lying still. I think I'd be probably on the ground going,
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. How do you roll over aggressively?
Well, you're laying down and you just quick turn.
Ugh.
You know, pull that gun out.
Unfucking believable.
Now, the guy had a weapon.
He did?
Ah. But there were no fingerprints of his on that weapon.
That's odd.
And when you watch the surveillance video, that dude's just running. He ain't spinning around. He is not grabbing anything out of his waist.
Just running.
You just see he starts booking, and immediately the cop is like, bang, bang, bang.
Cops are crazy, dude.
Then he runs up to him, and you see him pointing the gun at his back, And all of a sudden, bang.
Damn.
And all the guy's doing on the ground is squirming around like a little fish out of water.
Right.
Because he's just been shot 3 times.
Fuck. White dude?
White cop. Come on. You know any white gang members?
No. Okay, listen. Honestly, I just found this out today. You know, people are always talking about, oh, white cops are trying to kill black people. Statistically, there's like last year, I think this statistic is last year. Like something like 140 some black people were killed by cops last year. Over 300 white people were shot by cops and killed.
They were in black neighborhoods. It had to be.
I'm telling you, dude, there's like more white people killed by cops than black people killed by cops. Statistically.
But how many black cops killed white people?
I don't know. That's the real statistic.
Yeah.
That's the real
statistic. That would just be considered cleaning out the herd.
So you think like it's just like crazy white cops that are killing people? Oh, it's like Dexter. It's like, God, I really want to kill people, but that's illegal. Oh, I know, I'll be a cop, and then I can just kill people. Like that?
Yeah.
Like Dexter?
Don't you think that would be kind of cool?
Just kill people?
Be a cop and just walk down the street and
just
go,
shooting people?
Freeze!
He had a gun.
He resisted. He waved.
He waved, and then he blinked. And you know what that means, so I had to shoot him. Yep. I emptied my whole clip in him. How big is your clip? 17 bullets. But I had to do it. It was the safety of everybody else that was around me.
He kept twitching.
See, I shot him, and then he bled. Aggressively. He was aggressively bleeding from the bullet wound, so I shot him again, and then I emptied the clip. And then I shot him in the head. You know, like a zombie.
And then
he twitched. Because you know what it is. With zombies, they just keep coming. And he was moving like a zombie, so I had to kill him.
So after I shot him, he became a zombie, but then I had to shoot him in the head
right.
to kill him as
so
a
I
zombie.
Could kill. That, I would love for a cop to use that as a defense. Wouldn't that be so fucking cool?
I thought he was a zombie.
Wouldn't that be awesome? That would be so fucking, and he'd be stuck by it. Like, wouldn't that be like the craziest, stupidest fucking thing?
They'd let him go.
I know. He's like, look it, man, I watched The Walking Dead. I know how they operate. I know what happens. I had to kill him. That would be so fucking crazy. It would be funny. I mean, it wouldn't be funny because there'd be dead people, but it'd be funny. I'm weird. I have a very weird thing about what I think is funny. There's something wrong with me, I think. Because that would be very funny to me. It'd be completely wrong and appalling, but it'd be funny.
If there wasn't something weird about you,
word,
this show would be boring.
That's true. That's a very true.
It's the fact that you do have something seriously wrong with you.
I do have something
that makes this entertaining.
Very, very, very wrong with me. I'm not right in the head.
No,
never have been. But that's why we have the.
That's
Church
why
of Freedom.
We don't. Yeah, but that's why we don't operate out of the same studio because you scare the crap out of me.
Dude, I'm a puppy dog. You get all fucking mad and shit. You go off and break shit and then go to the hospital and then, like, molest your children. It's a whole, you're a fucking scary person. I'm fine. You do the weird shit.
I'm the one that you need to worry about because
yes.
he never gets angry. He hardly ever curses.
He's, like, in the room alone making voodoo dolls out of shit. Like, poking people in the balls on the voodoo doll.
Oh, that's the other thing that's going to be weird.
Oh, Jesus. Did you do that? I was kidding.
No,
I didn't mean that.
No, I wasn't poking any dude in the balls. Here, we're ordering signs for each of the classrooms.
Right.
And because they're classrooms with public access, the signs have to be raised lettering and in Braille.
Right.
Now, first of all, if anyone comes to our undisclosed location
right.
for our undisclosed business doing an undisclosed class.
It's so weird. So weird. So strange.
And they're blind?
Word.
We're not just saying, hey, go to room 105. It's over here. I'll point you in the right direction and just feel your way down there and find it. We're probably walking them down to the room.
Right.
Right? So that's one weird thing. Second thing is the signs have to be low because if you're in a wheelchair, you got to be able to reach up. So if you're blind and in a wheelchair, it's got to be low enough for you to be able to feel the Braille and everything like that. So picture this. You're standing in the doorway.
Word.
A blind dude comes up to you.
Wheelchair or no wheelchair?
No wheelchair. Just walking up. But he's got a feel for the sign.
Right.
Because he's got to find out where room 107 is. Mm-hmm. So he's walking up and he's patting the wall. And because the sign is about ball level, mm-hmm. he's grabbing your crotch,
right.
trying to read room numbers.
Right.
Because your dick is at the same level as the sign.
See, only you would think that that could happen because most people would just move the fuck out the way.
No, it must
happen.
You would
stand there and just like let them feel it on your balls.
Well, I would, but that's for other reasons. I don't understand.
Dude,
the likelihood of a blind, wheelchair-bound, handicapped person coming into this building is maybe 1 in 25,000.
Now, why is this an issue?
Why are we catering? I mean,
why is it an issue?
I love blind people, and I love people in wheelchairs.
Easy. No, you don't. You don't love them. I mean, you know, you tolerate them. You don't love them.
I love them more than black people.
You love everybody more than black people.
No,
except
that's
for
not...
Mexicans. You hate the Mexicans. But no, I'm saying, why is this a problem?
What?
What you're talking about.
Because you're putting everything so... The countertops have to be low.
Why is it a problem?
Because our freaking government...
Why do you
so
keep telling them
intrusive?
Shit?
Intrusive.
Stop telling them what the fuck you're doing.
I'm not...
Stop telling them shit.
I went to go order the signs, and the sign company is the one who said... Oh, are these public signs? You know, you're gonna have to put Braille on that, or they're not gonna give you your permit.
So some dude at a sign company told you this. So the actual city didn't actually tell you this.
Well, this dude at the sign company happens to be the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce.
Why would you go to that sign dude? Go to a different sign dude. Go to a secular sign. Or okay, I'll be you be the sign guy.
Okay.
Okay. I'm buying these signs.
Hi there. Welcome to Signorama.
Not that.
May I help you?
We're not going through all that.
Just, oh, okay.
I'm buying these signs.
All right. Yes, sir. May I help you?
I'm buying the signs.
What signs?
The signs. The sign. We're skipping ahead.
Okay.
The skip.
Okay.
I'm now here the signs. I'm buying the signs.
All right. They're $79 each. How many signs would you like?
I don't fucking care. Just give me the goddamn signs.
You want me
jump
to give
ahead.
Them, you want me to give them to you
Jesus
without paying for it?
You're like the worst
okay, here.
At this.
Here's your signs.
You're horrible at this.
All right.
All right. We're going to go from the part where the dude told you that the shit was wrong on the signs.
Okay.
That's where we're going from. So here, I want to buy these signs.
All right. Mr. Blackman, do you realize that these signs... don't have any Braille, and the lettering is not raised. Now, according to ADA rules, the lettering needs to be raised on the signs, and you need to have Braille in case that 1 in 25,000 blind person comes through your building.
But didn't you tell me he asked you a question? Didn't he ask you?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Sir, will these be for public use or private?
Private.
Could you please explain to me how a
fuck no, it's private. Ain't none of your fucking business. Now give me the goddamn signs.
I already gave them to you earlier.
Thank you. Good night. This is your problem. Stop telling people shit. You run into trouble because you keep telling people shit. You walk in, you be like, hi, I'm here with my undisclosed location. Can you please help me because of all of these laws? Am I breaking any of them? And people say, yes, motherfucker, you're breaking all the goddamn laws. So stop breaking the laws. And you go, okay. And you come back, and that was problematic. Stop telling people shit.
No, I'm the one who walks into the city and says, hey, we're going to like do some classes under the radar, and we're going to demolish these walls and take them down. Can I get my building permit?
He's so stupid.
Can I get my business license,
you
please?
Don't tell people you're doing shit under the radar if you're doing it under the radar. If you're doing something under the radar, you don't say you're doing it under the radar. You go in there and you do the thing you're going
to
do.
All right, I need to ask you a very simple question.
All right.
When you hear the word Bubba James, what person or personality does that evoke in your brain?
Bubba James. It's like the dude from Police Academy.
Like the redneck dude?
Nah. The big tall dude used to play football. His name was Bubba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does he appear to be overly intelligent?
Actually, yeah, he's actually pretty intelligent.
He is?
Yeah, like people look at him, they don't think he is, but he's actually one of the smartest ones.
See, now I see Bubba James.
Right.
And I think of some dude who's making it with his sister.
That's so weird. You're from
New Hampshire.
While
he's working on the farm.
You're from New Hampshire. Why would you even conjure up that image?
We have farms.
Yeah, but you don't have incest going on up there.
No, we're pretty darn close to the places that do.
Where?
You ever hear of Vermont?
Really? They got all that shit going on? I thought that was just like swingers, just like old rich swingers.
Vermont?
Yeah.
Oh, Vermont's made up of the biggest rednecks you'll ever meet in your life.
Really? That's very interesting.
It's because it's cold, and there's snow, and the cold shrinks the molecules in your brain.
Oh, is that what it is?
And you become extremely dysfunctional.
I thought it was just body heat, because it was cold, and people wanted to, like...
Well, there is that.
...snuggle up with each other.
Hey, you know, this was a lot of fun.
Is that code for is over?
Yeah,
shut
I miss
the fuck
this.
Up.
Yeah. I miss
I know,
this.
We got to keep it cooking again. But here's the takeaway. Stop telling people shit. Just do what the fuck you're going to do. Church freedom. I got cut off, didn't I?
Welcome, friends.
Is this still happening? People can still hear me? Am I fucking up Scott's thing right now?
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Ow!
This is Life According to Marcus, Rough Edge Studios. We'll see you next week.
Revolt.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Rough Edge Studios production.